and ride this nothing on, nothing on this. Everything,
everything to gain.
Great God, you oughta well, my friend, come along. You better
get on board and ride this train.
Nothing on, nothing on this train. Everything. Well, you know that the gospel train is coming. Lord is coming around the bend. You know Jesus said he was coming. Oh, but he didn't
say when.
Well, you better get your house in order. I know the Lord is coming
again.
Well, I tell you that nothing on
this train.
Everything. Great God, you ought to come along, my friend. Oh, you better get aboard, yeah. And nothing on this train, nothing. Everything. Great God, you ought to come along, my friend. Come along. You better get aboard, yeah. Nothing on this train. Everything. Great God, you ought to come along, my friend. Come along. You better get aboard, yeah, and ride. Nothing on this train. Everything, everything to gain. Church, I just received the news that Sister Jackson, Sister Sperling's mother, is in intensive care at UAB Hospital. Before we share the message this morning, let us have a word of prayer in behalf of Sister Jackson as well as the Sperling family. Father, we stretch our hands to thee because there's simply no other help we know. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from us, or whether shall we go? Father, we come this morning on bended knee. We stand before you, Lord, as empty pitchers standing before a filled fountain. And this morning, Lord, you told us that there's a throne of grace that we can come to, we can access in times of trouble. This morning we come, we lift up Sister Jackson. Lord, I know you're already there in the intensive care unit. And I'm asking you, Lord, to bless her. Touch her body. The healing forces and powers you place within. We ask you to activate those forces. We ask you, Father, to guide the doctors, the nurses who are ministering to her. You give them wisdom and understanding that they might make the right treatment decisions as they minister to our dear sister. I lift up this morning Sister Angeline Sperling and Brother Everett Sperling and the entire family, Sperling family. Comfort and strengthen their hearts. Let them know, Lord, you're God all by yourself. So, Father, we pray in Jesus' name, you'll help our dear sister and help this great family. We will be so careful to give you the thanks and the praise for all that you do. In the mighty name of him who died on the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The psalmist said, I have a relationship with the Lord. And because I do, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Then he said, surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. It's a good thing to have goodness and mercy following you. Amen. It's a good thing to say, I am going to dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. That should be all of our resolution and our determination. That no matter what happens in life, I'm determined that I'm going to stay in the house of the Lord. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention once again to John chapter 6. And I want to read again verses 70 and 71. And from this reading this morning, my dear brothers and sisters, we're going to share the final message in a series of messages entitled, What We Can Learn from Judas, or 12 Critical Lessons from the Life of Judas. If you have that, say amen. And Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he that should betray him, being one of the 12. What we can learn from Judas Iscariot, this being the final lesson in an installment of three, and we've shared 8 lessons divided up into 4 per lesson, and this morning it is our intent to share the final 4 lessons. In lesson 1, we pointed out that the story of Judas shows us the value and importance of examples. The story of Judas, number 2, shows us the importance of taking advantage of opportunities when they come our way. Number 3, the story of Judas shows us we must protect what is good in our lives, because whatever you have that's good in your life is going to be attacked. And number 4, the story of Judas shows us that we should really care about people. Use things, but love people. Amen? Now in the second lesson, we talked about the story of Judas shows us you can be so close, yet you can be so far away, Alabama. Praise God. The story of Judas shows us we should know what to love and what to hate. And then lesson number 8, the story of Judas shows us that we can change for the better or for the worse. Amen. And then lesson number 9, the story of Judas shows us that we should set, or lesson number 8 rather, will show us that we should set worthwhile goals. Now we've shared those 8 lessons, and this morning I want to talk with you about 4 additional lessons. And The first lesson is the story of Judah shows us that we can know better and do worse. Is that right? You ever known better and done worse in your life? The story of Judah shows us that people in high places can fall. Number two, people in high places can fall. Number three, the story of Judah shows us we must be careful about who we reach out to for sympathy and support. And finally, lesson number four, or lesson number 12 in this series shows us we can destroy our own lives. Let me give you those four again. The story of Judah shows us, number one, we can know better and do worse. The story of Judah shows us, number two, people in high places can fall. Amen. The story of Judah shows us we need to be careful about who we reach out to, who you're reaching out to, for support and sympathy. And then finally, the story of Judah shows us that we can destroy our own lives. Let's look at this first lesson. The story of Judah shows that we can know better and do worse. One of the great complaints of the ages is, it's not that I don't know what to do, it's that I don't do what I know to do. Can anybody relate to that? It's not that I don't know what I ought to be doing. I would imagine on some level all of us are aware of that. There are some things that I ought to be doing in my life that I know would make my life so much better if I would simply do it, like Nike said, just do it. James talked about this problem. In James chapter 4 and verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Luke talks about it in Luke chapter 12, about verse 47. To the servant that knew his master's will and did it not, he shall be beat with many stripes. Oh yeah, sometime I know what to do. But it's a matter of not merely knowing it. I got to do it. And I can know better, and I can do worse. And I'm telling you that God does not lift my intelligence. God does not expand my thinking for me to walk around in ignorance and inactivity. And I'll tell you something else, church. God is not going to continue to override the foolishness that we continually invite into our lives. That's why he gave me a mind to think. Amen. Did Judas know better than to betray Jesus with a kiss? Brother Wyatt read it so beautifully and so emphatically. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Look at verses 47 and 48. Did Judas know better than what he was doing? Ever find yourself doing something, you know I know I ain't got no business doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway. You ever been there? You ever been on that road? Well, take a detour off that road. Is that all right? Whenever you're traveling on the freeway, you got to know where the exits are. Is that all right? You got to know where the exits are. You can't be, Brother Bush told me he was in New York, Earl, and it was snow, and he's up there on them freeways in New York, and man, he riding with a guy, and the guy didn't know where the exits was, and the guy said, there it is. And Bush said New Yorkers was cussing at him and getting him the bird. And You got to know where the exits are. Is that right? Driving over to Atlanta one evening with my brother Curtis, and I said, Doc, I don't know exactly where the exit is. I'm about four lanes over. He said, there it is. Well, I can't cut across. Well, I could have, but that wouldn't have been wise. Cut across four lanes of traffic, Brother Wyatt. You got to know where the exits are. If you're on a road and you know it's the wrong road, you know better. God has enlightened you. God has given you intelligence, and God has given you revelation. Did Judas know better than what he was doing? Look at what he says in this text. Verse 47, Luke 22. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Did he know better than that? I'm saying the story of Judas shows me I can know better and do worse. Look at the next verse. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? A kiss is a token of affection or endearment. And yet the very essence of a kiss is betrayed. Judas used the symbol of friendship and closeness to betray Jesus. Did he know better? I submit to you this morning, the story of Judas told shows me a lot. Brother Harris prayed in his prayer tomorrow. A lot of people know they ought to be in church on Sunday morning. Amen. They know they ought to be here. Amen. But they're not here. And I'm saying, when God gives you understanding and enlightenment and education and revelation, it's not for you to do worse, but to do better. The story of Judas, if I'm hearing the story, the Bible said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. And let me just give you a little preview. Now, in our next, if the Lord bless us to see the new year, and I realize you can get so close to it and still don't see it. Amen. If the Lord blesses us to see it, the Lord has blessed me in my writing, ministry, and research. We're going to present a quarter under the theme, the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. It's going to be the theme. We're going to be looking at what does the Holy Spirit do in the life of a child of God. Because I believe every one of us who've been baptized into Christ have dwelling in us the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, he that had ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Amen. So Judas, he knew better. But yet, he did well. What does that say about me when I know better? And yet, for some inexplicable reason, I do worse. Here's a second lesson. The story of Judas shows us that people in high places can fall. The story of Judas shows us that people in high places can fall. Amen. God promises to exalt the humble and abase the proud. So as you go up in life, be careful. As God blesses you with money, amen, prestige, status, position, influence, be careful. Because the same God who lifted you up can bring you down. Amen. Is that all right? And you see, when God, Brother White, I need you, Doc. When God blesses you, you got two choices, basically. You can take matters into your own hand, or you can decide to honor and glorify God in your new position. Now, I want to show you a demonstration. I want you to go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, Brother Wyatt, and I want you to start reading at verse 11. We're going to go through verse 18 because there are some very important lessons. People in high places can fall. Amen. Don't get beside yourself. Always wise to stay humble. No matter how much God bless you, keep your feet on the ground. It's very important that you don't read too much of those press clippings. You can get drunk on that. People telling you how great you are and how wonderful you are. You better hear that and move on. Amen. Is that all right? Let me show you what happens here in the case of people who have been emancipated and liberated from slavery. You have it, Dr. White? What does it say? Deuteronomy 8, beginning at verse 11. Listen to this.
Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God.
In other words, a lot of people really don't think about God till they get in trouble. Then they say, Lord have mercy. They use God as a 911 number. You see, 911 is not a number you dial every day. Huh? Man, if you dial, I mean, this thing is so automated and so technologically advanced. If you dial 911 and hang up, they know where you calling from. I dialed 911 by mistake. I don't know how I did it, but I did it by mistake. And the next thing I know, the police knocking on my door. All tanged on and tongue tied. Amen. Some people only use God as a parachute. It felt like the man one day falling down the cliff. Oh, Lord, save me, Jesus. As he went down, he reached out and grabbed the limb. That's all right, Lord, I got it. That's the way some folks are. Read it, Brother Wyatt.
Beware. That thou forget not.
The Lord thy God.
And not keeping his commandments.
And the way you forget God, you stop living a lifestyle of obedience. That's how you forget God. You stop obeying him. Read, Brother Wyatt.
And his judgments.
And his statutes.
Which I command thee this day.
Lest.
When thou hast eaten.
And
art full.
And you're full.
And hast built goodly
houses. Let me ask
houses,
you something. Most of us sat down to a nice Thanksgiving meal this past Thursday, didn't we? I know you had the turkey. You had the dressing. You had the sweet potato casserole, had the macaroni and cheese, the yams, you know, to go with it. Amen. Egg custard, sweet potato pie, pound cake, sweet tea. What else, Brother Wyatt? Who? Collard greens. Yeah, I forgot greens. Collard greens or either green beans. The question is, when you had it, did you realize the source of it? But God, who sits high, blessed us. We live in a land of plenty. Amen? And sometimes I think we take that for granted. There are people who are hungry in the world today. There are people who are hungry in America today. I'm telling you, sometimes the dog and the cat eat better than some people do. The question is, when he blesses you, do you thank him? Read, Brother Wyatt.
And when thy herds,
when your herds,
and thy flocks multiply,
when your investments, you got stock, and the stock is productive. Your money gets long.
And thy silver.
Wait a minute, brother. You got old and new money. Did you hear what I said? Some folks got that old money. They done took it out of circulation, but they got it. Praise God. You got old and new money. Your investments. You moving on up. You like the Jefferson. We're moving on up. To the east side. Come on, Brother Wyatt.
And thy silver.
And your silver.
And thy gold.
And your gold.
Is multiplied.
Is multiplied. Everything around you is being blessed. People in high places can fall. Amen. Read, Brother Wyatt.
Verse 14. Then thine heart be lifted up.
Your heart be lifted up.
And thou forget the Lord.
And you forget God. I want to tell you, every blessing you have ever received came from God. Amen. Every blessing, every benefit that has ever come upon your life, whether you ever acknowledge him or not, came from God. Amen. Read, Brother Wyatt.
Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage,
who led thee through the great and you ask yourself today, how many situations and circumstances have God led you through? Understand, I was talking with my sister, Edward. There was a young lady who died tragically. And the one thing that the minister said at the funeral, as he raised the issue, why did this happen? He said, if you would just rewind the tape, look at all the days you got blessings and didn't have no trouble. That's something to think about, isn't it? How many days have God, I know the tornado came through and tore up, but how many days do we have? We don't have a tornado. And we take those days, but those days are blessings. Is that right? We take beautiful weather for granted until we get bad weather. We take good health for granted until we get bad health. We take good friends for granted till we lose them. Is that all right? Read, Brother Wyatt.
Wherein were fiery serpents.
Fiery serpents. It was danger all around you. I brought you through that. Come on.
Where there was no water.
No water. You didn't have no water. I brought you through that. In fact, the water situation was so dire. The only way you could have survived, God said, I brought water out of the driest of sources. To let you know you couldn't have survived without me. You'd have died of thirst in the burning sands of Sinai. But our God opened up a stream of water from a rock. But look at you now. Look at you now. Your herds done multiplied. Instead of you paying interest, you receiving interest. Amen. Come on, Brother Wyatt.
Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna.
I fed you with manna. Manna literally means, what is it? Because they didn't know what it was. Read.
Which thy fathers knew not.
Your father didn't know what it was.
That he might humble thee.
That he might humble thee.
And that he might prove thee.
Prove you, or test you.
To do thee good at thy later end.
God says, sometimes I allow you to go through a rough patch to test you, to bless you on the back end. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? Don't you say that again. Sometimes God allows you to go through a rough patch to test you, to bless you on the back end. Maybe going through something right now, can't figure it out. But if you just hang in there, hang in there. The blessing is on the way. Read, Brother Wyatt.
And thou say in thine heart.
And here's the problem. You say in your heart.
My power.
Look. I worked this job. I went to school. I studied. I got my degree. I get up every morning and go to work. I worked this job for 35 and 40 years. You know what you talking about, God? Man, I did this. I told like a man one time, it was some land had grown up. And the guy said, man, you really did a good job with this land. He said, man, you should have seen it when God had it. Did y'all get that? God bless you. God strengthen you. God gave you the intelligence and the understanding to do what need to be done on the land. Read, Brother Wyatt.
My power and the might of my hand.
My power and the might of my hand.
Have gotten me this wealth.
Have gotten me this wealth. That's a dangerous position, because people in high places can fall. Judas was in a high place. Judas was chosen by the Son of God. What higher honor could you have? He was one of the original 12 apostles. He was to be an ambassador for Christ. He was to sit upon the 12 thrones of Israel, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Judas was in a high position. Look at Acts chapter 1, just a moment, church. Look at verse 16, I think it is. Judas was blessed. Amen. But yet Judas, look at verse 16. Judas became a guy to them that took Jesus. Amen. And look at verse 17. It say he was numbered with us in this ministry. What ministry? The apostolic ministry. Sometimes people get blessed and they forget about where they came from. Blow up academically. Get a PhD. Blow up athletically. Get a multi-million dollar contract. Blow up in the entertainment field. Amen. The Bible says you must be careful, because people in high places can fall. Judah shows us that people, and look at verse 17, for he was numbered with us and had obtained, look at that word, part of this ministry. He was in a high place. But guess what, church? He fell by transgression. Disobedience brought him down. Disobedience will bring anybody down. Is that all right? Haven't we seen time and time the story of people who rise to level of prominence and prestige, and then they make a blunder or they make a misstep, and then they're down. The Bible said, therefore to him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. You know, I've learned as I move down the road of life, life is not guaranteed. Amen. And so I've learned to say, as I make plans, I hope to be here in 2014. But I do realize that death could come. And if you don't realize that, you're just not being wise. Amen? Yeah, I want to live in health and strength and do all I can for as long as I can. But I do realize the Bible said, therefore to him that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall. That's why I ought to say, God, be in my eyes and in my looking. God, be in my mouth and in my talking. God, be in my heart and in my thinking. And God, be in my in and in my departing. Why? Because people in high places can fall. Preachers can fall. Elders can fall. Leaders can fall. Christians can fall. Amen. So Judas lets me know that even though God has lifted me up and people look up to me and a lot of people respect me and my circle of influence is expanding, remember, you can fall. Third lesson, brothers and sisters, is the story of Judah shows us we need to be careful who we reach out to for sympathy and support. Now, if you turn your Bibles now to Matthew 27, I want to show you Judas. Do you know who your real people are? Our time folks are where, you know, my friend going to see back me, my friend. Yeah, your friend. You mess around and get in trouble, you're going to see how many friends you got. Is that all right? Amen. Yes, sir, you mess around and get in trouble. I told this story several years ago. I was growing up, I used to like to try to fight. Just start fights, crazy. Remember one day I had been shining my shoes in class. Should have been getting less. I mean, that's shining my shoes. So, madam, we were on the bus. So we got off, and the guy messed around and stepped on my shoe. What'd he do that for? Before I knew it. Yeah, that's what I did. But the guy wasn't going to have that. He turned around. We were getting it on. I mean, we were mixing it up. My brother Curtis came from behind him with whooping him. And we whooped him down, Tina. And we're going to be bad. Going to walk by his house. Then whoop the boy and then go walk by his house. That boy ran ahead of us, running that door open. Mama come out first, that door never did shut. I mean, they kept coming out that door, Sister Blanche, and me and my brother got a whooping that day. And I thought some guys was my friend. And man, we got a beat down that day. I got a whooping that day. I whooped him first and they doubled back and whooped me. And the guys, as we were walking home, the guys said, man, we would have helped y'all, but it was too many of us. Man, that's when you need some help. When it's too many of them. My friend, you better be careful about your friends. Is that all right? You better be careful about who you reach out to when you're in a bad place in life for support and sympathy. Let me show you this. Matthew 27, Brother Wyatt. Let's start with verse 1 through about verse 4. Let's see what that says. 27. Now watch this. Watch this. You happy? You may read it.
When the morning was come.
When the morning was come.
All the chief priests.
All the chief priests.
And the elders of the people.
And the elders of the people.
Took counsel against Jesus.
Took counsel against Jesus.
To put him to death.
To kill him. All right.
And when they had bound him.
And when they had bound him.
They led him away.
They led him away.
And delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Now watch this. Last week we talked about the fact Judas had a goal. You got to set worthwhile goals. Some stuff you might want, you don't need. You got to have sanctified goals. Is that all right? Now, but now something has happened within Judas. Sometimes you can be doing something and it really don't dawn on you the seriousness of it until after the fact. You've done it, but you don't realize how messed up it is until after the fact. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people, see, the Bible says this about the mind. When you equip your mind for a level of quality thinking, you don't merely look at the situation right now. You look at it down the road. Amen? Not just the moment. If I do this, what's going to come after this? So now Judas realizes I messed up. I have betrayed innocent blood. I have, these folks are going to kill Jesus. And I made money off this blood money. So now what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Who can I call? Who can I talk to in confidence? Who would listen to me? Who would help me? I'm in a bad situation. Let's see what he does. Brother Wyatt, you got it? Verse 3.
Then Judas. Which had betrayed him. When he saw that he was condemned.
When he saw he was what?
Condemned.
Now Cassidy, it dawns on him what he's done. I've messed up. And I gotta try to fix this. What did he do, brother?
Repented himself.
He repented. That is, he changed his mind. Remember before we studied where he was trying to get 30 pieces of silver, which was a fortune. But now he doesn't want it. He got it, but now he doesn't want it. You ever got something you wish you hadn't got?
Oh, yeah.
I got it, but I sure hate I got it. You ever been there? Read, Brother White.
And brought again.
And he brought, now the same folks Sandy he had got the money from, he goes back to them. Let's see what happens.
And brought the 30 pieces of silver.
And wait a minute. What wasn't he trying to get this money? Wasn't that his goal to get the money? Then he said, show me the money.
Yeah.
Read, Brother Wyatt.
And brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elders.
Now look who he brings it to. He brings it to the people who gave it to him to betray Jesus. That ought to tell you something about these folks you're dealing with. You know who you're really dealing with? Amen. Read, Brother White.
Saying. I have sinned.
I have sinned. Come on.
In that I have betrayed.
The innocent blood.
And they said.
Now, it ain't funny. But watch what they say. What they say, Brother White?
What is that to us?
Did y'all hear that? In other words, so? We don't care nothing about that. Judas said, man, look, I have messed up. Can you imagine what the state of mind Judas was in? Can you imagine how he felt when he heard them say that? And don't tell me words can't hurt. Words can shake you up. Words can take away your peace. Words can take away your sleep. They said, "What is that to us?
See thou to that.
You see to that." Let me tell you something. Be careful who you reach out to for sympathy and support. Because some people, sad to say, are glad when something bad happened to you. Amen. Oh, you better hear me on this. Amen. Some folks are glad, they glad to get the news. In fact, some people, sad to say, want you to tell them about all the bad stuff in your life and all your struggles where they can go out and run and tell it. They want to go out and put all your business. In fact, when you tell them that, they'll make up something to go with what you told them. You be careful. You be careful who you reach out to. Because everybody don't have sympathy for you. Everybody don't like you. Everybody don't want to see you succeed. Some folks glad you messed up. Some folks glad to see you in trouble. But a spell in Judas, his life is spinning out of control. You can get yourself in a mess, but your life is spinning out of control. I say to these kids sometimes, we love them. Oh, God, we love them. But do you know you can get yourself in a situation that your mama and your daddy can't help you? And your mama and daddy will do all they can to help you. But you can mess around here. Get yourself in a situation that your mom and daddy can't help you. Amen. Oh, I, brothers and sisters, I have been in federal courtrooms. And I have stood before federal judges in black robes sitting on a high bench pleading in behalf of the defendant. Matter of fact, I was... And, you know, I try to go if they call me to the court. I've been to court several times to try to help somebody. I just got to do that. One young lady got herself in some trouble. Now she was guilty. She did it. And, man, she blowed my phone up. Ring, 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 ring. Tried to tell her, and this is what she said, show you how messed up you can get. She said, "God done let me down." I said, "Baby, God didn't let you down. You let you down." And she had an issue with God. God didn't do it. You did it. You can get yourself in a situation. But you got to be careful who you reach out to. When you're really hurting, and watch this, very important point, and when you're really vulnerable. Yeah. We all got blind spots. We all got weak spots. Should I say that again? We all have blind spots. We all got weak spots. And sometimes you get hit in your blind spot, just like in a car. You're driving. If a car gets so close to you on the passenger side, your mirror no longer can pick it up. I was on the freeway going out of town. about to change lanes. So Smith, I didn't see the car. I thought I had to look. I got my blinker on. I'm signing, come on over. And the guy went to blowing and cussing at me. Brother, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I'm saying you got blind spots. You got weak spots. Is that right? And it's sad that Judas went to some people for sympathy and support who didn't care anything about him. Final point. You can destroy your own life. In conclusion this morning, Judas is a tragic figure. Started out with so much promise. You know, I remember the story of Len Bias. Tragic story. This boy was a gifted athlete. Played for the University of Maryland. And I mean, you're talking about an athletic freak of nature. This boy was just off the charts. And got drafted by the Boston Celtics. And at the time, this ain't no money now, but at the time, because now I'll take it, believe me, he got a contract for $8 million. That's a, Brother White, I don't know about it, I got that much. I'd be debt free and home free. I hope. Anyway, with God's blessing, I would. But at any rate, this young man decided to go out and celebrate. Be careful how you celebrate. Be careful how you celebrate. You out here drinking all this stuff. Somebody might slip something in that stuff you're drinking. Y'all better hear me on this. Is that all right? You around here, or you around here? Yeah. Give me a little something. Shut them up, Joe. Shut them up. Well, Len Bias decided he was gonna go out and celebrate, and decided he would smoke some crack cocaine. Now, some cocaine, and that stuff was so lethal and toxic, just blew his heart all to pieces, and he died of what's called cocaine intoxication. So much promise. I look at these beautiful kids in here today. Look at my kid. I love my kids to death. Wasn't nothing I wouldn't do for them. I'd give up my life for them. I would. I really would. I'd step in front of a bullet for them. I really would. That's how much I love them. And that's how much I want them. And I would imagine all conscientious parents feel that way. Amen. Judas had so much promise, but is a tragic figure. Let's close the lesson with this thought. In Matthew 27:5, Judas now commits suicide. Judas' end. This is the end of his story. He committed suicide. From the heights of apostleship to suicide. I want you to read, Brother Wyatt, 27:5 and Acts 1:18. And let's see what it says about this tragic figure called Judas Iscariot.
And he cast down the pieces of silver.
He cast down the pieces of silver.
In the temple.
Into the temple.
And departed.
And departed. And so after they wouldn't take it, what did he do? He threw them down. Come on.
And went. And hanged himself.
He went and hanged himself. He took his own life. And I'm telling you, in a sense, we can take our own lives. Yes, we can, by our choices. What does 1:18 say? Acts 1:18.
Now this man purchased a field.
This man purchased a field.
With the reward of iniquity.
With the reward of iniquity.
And falling headlong.
And falling. Now the Bible gives two different accounts But we have to combine these accounts to really know what really happened to him. Not only did he hang himself, as he hung himself, he fell in this field and he bust open and all of his guts ran out. Brother Wyatt, go and read it. Read it, Brother Wyatt.
And falling headlong. He burst asunder. In the midst. And all his bowels gushed out.
That's the end of the story of Judas. What's going to be the end of your story? They say, you know my glory, but do you know my story? Is that all right? And I'm telling you, if I continue in sin, I'm committing suicide. Young man, if you continue in sin, you're going to ignore God. You are committing spiritual suicide. Amen. You are taking your own life. Is that right? The Jewish nation took their own life because they would not accept the Christ. And if I do not accept the Christ, I'm going to have a tragic end. As a matter of fact, I got a fearful future. Because if I don't obey the gospel, there's only left for me the fearful looking for of judgment. It's a scary thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Is that all right? So I hope, brothers and sisters, you've been blessed by this series of messages. These 12 lessons from the life of Judas. Amen? Amen. And the life of Judas tells me some profound lessons. The life of Judas, Brother Wyatt, shows me some particular insights. You might say, well, you know my glory, but do you know my story? And I'm telling you, everybody got a story. Everybody is writing a story. Is that all right? All of us got a book to write. I'm so glad today that not only do I have a song to sing, yes, I got a book to write. Is that all right? But I do know this, that whatever happens to you, whatever your story may be, I know that on your lips ought to be praise for God. Is that all right? I praise him when I'm up and I praise him when I'm down. I praise him when I got money and I praise him when I'm broke. I praise him when I got help and I praise him when I don't have help. Is that all right? I praise him when I'm up and I praise him when I'm down. Is that all right? I praise him for putting food on my table. I praise him for putting shoes on my feet. I praise him for putting clothes on my back. Is that all right? Whatever your story may be, you ought to praise the Lord. Is that all right? Because one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill shall be made low and the rough places shall be made straight and the crooked places shall be made plain and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for all flesh shall see it together. Is that all right? Because God, praise be unto God, is in a class all by himself. Oh, I don't know what your story is. You say, you know my glory, but do you know my story? And in my story is Jesus Christ. In my story, I can say on a certain day, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Is that all right? In my story, I walk by faith and I walk by not by sight. Is that all right? And so when they roll me in here, one day somebody can say, he fought a good fight. That's my story. He kept the faith. That's my story. He finished the course. And that's my story. Lord, you didn't have to love me like you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to teach me like you did, but you did. And I thank you. You didn't have to bless me like you did, but you did. And I just gotta thank you. Thank you for telling me about Judas. Thank you for telling me about his story, so my story can be a different story. Amen. And I hope all of you have a great story and a great ending. Would you stand, please? That's the message. A great ending to your story. Best way I know to do that is to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen? Brother Mars, I want Christ in my story. How many want Christ in their story? Yeah, I want Christ in my story. Well, how do I do it? By hearing the gospel, by believing it, by repenting of your sins, confessing Christ, being baptized. And you know, Sister Minnie Gaston, God rest her soul, she told me as she moved toward the end of her journey, she made a request of me. She said, I want you at my funeral to say, I was faithful. I said, Sister Gaston, I will honor that. And when she passed away, they brought her here to funeralize her. And I said at her eulogy, not her eulogy, but I had comments to make. And I could say truthfully, her story was she had been faithful. Amen? Brother Harris prayed that don't be unfaithful. Don't be a hit and miss Christian. Be faithful. Let that be your story, and then your glory and your story will go together. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my cry? That why on earth dost thou do not pass
me by.
I'm calling you, say, oh, say. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou art called? Oh, do maybe seated, not pass me.